And lead us not into temptation. Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. St. Matthew tells us today of our Savior's three temptations in the desert, right after his baptism. It is the great Lenten opener each year. This Lent, I want to return with you to the Our Father, which we considered together for three Sundays in November. But you could fairly say we've barely scratched the surface of this rich mine of spiritual and devotional truth. I thought we would start today, because of the Gospel, with the ending of the Our Father, the last words the priest sings at Mass when he prays the Pater at Nenos and Dukas, and lead us not into temptation. Not only because temptation is the theme of the Gospel and a constant in Christian life, but also because of two words which occur today and seem to present a bit of a paradox, a seeming contradiction. The Our Father is the very compendium, Tertullian says, of the Gospel, the perfect prayer that says it all and surpasses, says Thomas a Kempis, the desires of the saints. This prayer, taught to us by our Lord, has a ready listener in God the Father, because he hears his Son's words, and those are the ones he is listening to. Far more than any prayer composed by any saint down throughout the centuries. For us, we do well to pray it slowly, reverently, and frequently. Do you pray? Every now and again I ask somebody that question, and often I'll get the response, oh, well, I talk to God in my own words. But I think that's a bit of a dodge, actually. But if you do, that's good. You do well. You should. But in your own words, you might miss one or two germane points to prayer. That being the case, always conclude those little chats with the Our Father and the rest. And best of all, string them together on your rosary beads and meditate the mysteries of the Gospel. But the problem words, which link the Our Father and this temptation Gospel. In the Gospel, there's no mention made of prayer. Interesting. Because how could you conquer temptation, though, unless you prayed? It is presumed. May I do the same for all of you? Presume that you pray, that you've been praying since last we met at Holy Mass. Well, one of the difficult words is lead. The Spirit led Christ into the desert to be tempted, but in the Our Father, our Lord teaches us to pray, lead us not into temptation. Is temptation only then for our blessed Lord? Daily experience would argue against it. Temptation. Listen to the Latin, tentationem. Hear the first syllable, tent, and you get some idea of what temptation is. Today's tent alerts us to its qualities of being kind of a stretching, a pulling tight. When you pull the cloth and the ropes taut to set up a tent safely and well, figuratively, it means pulling on something to test it. Is this going to make it through the night and maybe through the storm? The second common word that these two prayers have is to lead. Ducere or inducere. lead us. The Spirit led our Lord into the desert. That means simply to introduce somebody to some place or some situation. So this phrase of our prayer really means, please, Lord, don't lead us into a kind of a situation in which we will be put to a serious test. The French and the Spanish version of the Our Father make this more clear than does our traditional English version. What does our Lord have in mind? Perhaps it is something worse than that coronavirus which is being hyped about so much today. The great trials, our Lord means, which will come before the end of the world or the end of your world. Keep watch and pray, our Lord said before he died at the agony in the garden, lest you enter into temptation. Our Lord himself was tempted in the garden and in the desert. So will we be. Our Lord was tempted by the devil. The Holy Ghost led, or St. Mark says he drove him into the desert for that purpose. Why was he tempted? Why? In order to instruct us and to console us. Almighty God can and does permit temptation to confound, to defeat the devil. Because the fruit that God can bring from that terrible struggle gets him great glory. The devil wants to destroy the work of God. In today's gospel, of course, he is just looking for discovery, free discovery, as they say in some circles. He wants to know who he's facing. Is that man the Son of God or no? For us, temptation has an important role to play in our spiritual lives, in the advance in virtue, keeping close to God. When temptation strikes, when it attacks, God is there to help you with his special graces, closer than at other times. And the apostle consoles us too. For them that love God, all things worketh unto good. What's the good here? Well, it's like a tent, stretched, which holds through wind and rain. And as they say, if it doesn't kill you, it will make you stronger. And if we don't hold, if our little pup tent collapses in the storm, it may be not so much because of our weakness as because of our false strength, our pride. We never asked to be helped by God. We need to ask. Alone, I cannot do it. And sometimes our Lord allows you to be tempted time and time again and to fall flat on your face until you learn the lesson of humility. Your babies want to do it at a certain point. A toddler wants to do everything for himself. Let me do it. I want to do it. But you have to unlearn that as you become a spiritual adult. You can't do it for yourself. You must ask for help and receive it graciously. Temptations, furthermore, expiate our faults, or it's an unpleasant affair at best, being tempted, and increase our merit, and render us, this is good, at least a little bit weary of this world, so that you do desire the peace of the next. And death wouldn't be for you the end of the world, because it's not. Temptations make us, meanwhile, compassionate. Don't overlook this. You know what it is to be tempted and to fall. You've got some experience in that field. Maybe someone else we're looking at the moment, never had the education, the background, the protection which you enjoy. So go easy on the judging. Lend a hand to help. Be kind. So you see, all of this good comes from temptation. Well, now I'm confused. Why does our Lord then teach us to say, lead us not into temptation, if there is so much to be said for the experience? Well, here we ask God, and remember, praying is everything, not to permit that we should be led into circumstances where God foresees some serious danger that we really will fall into sin. Or must it be so to strengthen us with all kinds of graces, that what might have been a sin becomes an occasion of virtue and of merit? He conquered in us. We didn't. God can turn it around. He hath given his angels charge over thee. This one petition, Enos Indukas, in Tentationem, lead us not into temptation, frequently and earnestly repeated, could make all the difference in eternity. Pray, fast, give alms, pray. He is nearer to you today than you realize. Some of the saints knew the most terrible temptations. St. Catherine of Siena, like our patroness, was accustomed to speaking to our Lord almost on a daily basis. But once she underwent a long period of ugly temptations against purity. Our Lord seemed to have departed. There was no longer solace, the sweetness of his presence. She was left seemingly in the grip of sin, like little flower too, with no escape. But the temptation finally ceased. She felt our Lord's presence again. As soon as she did, she accosted our Lord, the neglected woman did, and said, "Where were you, Lord? Why did you leave me?" And our Lord answered, "I did not leave you, daughter. If I had, you would have fallen." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.